is Alison Aplin, and today I'd like to welcome you to Chatterbox's 9th podcast produced during the coronavirus lockdown. I'm joined by Chris Gillam, and together we'll bring you some news and other items from the Eastern Daily Press. This podcast number 9 was recorded on Thursday the 21st of May. Today we'll be reading 3 sets of news items and a couple of features. First of all, one or two information items from Mark Smith of Vision Norfolk, read out by Chris.
We are still sending out books to our 8 audio book groups, and we'll be pleased to send out audio books or USB sticks to any of our other audio book groups. Do let me know. I also have books on cassette tapes only, which I can send out by post if you get in touch. The creative writing group is continuing via email or post, and I am happy to add anyone to the list. The F-Stop photo group can share photos. If you would like to email them to me, I can share them in confidence with the group. I also have a leisure mailings list, so that if you have anything of interest, do email it to me and I can distribute it.
If you wish to contact Vision Norfolk about anything, then you can phone them on 01603 573 000. That's 01603 573 000. So now let's start with our news. The Eastern Daily Press is full of stories related in one way or another to the virus, as you can imagine. There are various innovations or activities on the go, but on the downside, there are those which have been cancelled or delayed. Hopefully, we can give you an interesting variety to inform you of what is going on. An ambitious project which would see everyone in Norwich tested for coronavirus once a week deserves to be explored further, the city MPs have said. Led by scientists at the Earlham Institute at Norwich Research Park, discussions have been held with hospitals, health bosses, the University of East Anglia and councils about the possibility of getting tests at home for everyone in the city. Scientists are keen to carry out a trial, which could begin with just a few wards in the city and could grow to cover more of the population. But such a scheme, with people testing themselves at home and then returning the swabs to be processed in laboratories at Norwich Research Park, would need funding and the go-ahead from the government. The Department of Health and Social Care has said it continually considers options to extend testing, but has no immediate plans for city-wide testing. But the Norwich scientific community is committed to make the case, saying that through universal testing and contact tracing, it would build up a comprehensive picture of how coronavirus spreads. Information that could be used nationally to figure out responses to the virus. The city's MPs have said the idea should be explored further.
A call has been made for a small number of Norfolk's libraries to be reopened, but council bosses have said regulations mean they cannot yet do so. All of the county's libraries have been closed since the middle of March due to the government's coronavirus lockdown restrictions. But with Prime Minister Boris Johnson easing some of those restrictions this week, independent Norfolk County Councillor Mick Castle tabled a question to the council's Conservative-controlled cabinet if it might be possible to get some of the libraries open again. Mr Castle, who represents Great Yarmouth North and Central at County Hall, said libraries were an essential service for many people. He said access to computers was an absolute requirement for folks applying for and maintaining eligibility to state benefits. And he asked if the council would undertake to seek reopening of at least one public library in each main conurbation or significant market town to enable local people to access these services within a safe social distancing regime. However, Margaret Dewsbury, the Cabinet Member for Communities and Partnerships, said while she recognised the importance of libraries, the council could not yet reopen them. She said the UK government regulation in relation to COVID-19 specifically mentions libraries as places that must be closed, and we need to ensure that when restrictions are lifted, we put in measures to keep staff and public safe. We will follow the guidance of Public Health England in doing this. In the meantime, detailed recovery plans for libraries are being drawn up, with computer access for the most vulnerable being one of the most important functions to recover first.
Customers desperate for a return to normal life have been flocking to garden centres as they reopened for the first time since lockdown. From Wednesday, people were permitted to visit centres after the government eased restrictions as part of its roadmap for recovery from the coronavirus crisis. All garden centres initially closed on March the 23rd, when a widespread lockdown was first announced by Boris Johnson. Businesses in the horticultural industry are estimated to have lost millions of pounds of income over the past 7 weeks, with green-fingered buyers unable to visit during the peak season. Since news of their ability to reopen was confirmed, centres across Norfolk and Waveney have been implementing a host of social distancing measures, including one-way aisles and a limit on customers.
Volunteers who are working tirelessly at a food bank during coronavirus have told of their shock and sadness at how many people are needing their parcels. Norwich Food Bank has been forced to change its way of working since coronavirus, remodelling operations and bringing in new volunteer roles. Before, people who used food banks would collect parcels from one of 10 distribution centres across the county. But now the food bank is delivering around 50 parcels daily directly to people's doors 6 days a week. Up to 15 volunteers would assemble these parcels in the warehouse, which has now been reduced to 4 at a time due to social distancing, while new roles, route planners and drivers, have also been set to work. The change has been eye-opening for Judy Jones, a retired teacher and school counsellor from Old Cossey, who is approaching her 6th year volunteering at the food bank. She said it is eye-opening to see where people live as we're driving directly for the first time. I met a woman in tears who told me she thought she would never need to use a food bank. The people receiving food parcels has taken Stephen Pine, a volunteer driver who signed up just before the start of the pandemic, by surprise at times. The 54-year-old said, "I've driven up to nice-looking houses with cars and wondered why they were using a food bank, and then been told that people's lives have just collapsed unexpectedly and completely. There are also lots of people who have just fallen through the gaps and have not been supported by anyone." The experience has been humbling for Mr. Pine, who added, "I've learnt to be non-judgmental. Losing everything could happen to anyone." Ollie Sinha from Norwich, who has never volunteered before, was doing a shift on the day of his 16th birthday. He was shocked by the number of people who were in need and vowed to continue volunteering in the future.
Norwich will still have a Lord Mayor and a Sheriff for the months ahead, after the pair currently in the roles agreed to continue in their posts. The historic posts are usually filled at Norwich City Council's annual mayor-making ceremony, where a city councillor is given the Lord Mayor title and a member of the community is named Sheriff. But because of coronavirus and the social distancing measures which are in place, that meeting, due to take place this month, cannot happen. That means that the next planned incumbents of the civic posts, Labour Councillor Kevin Maguire and Caroline Jarrold of Jarrold & Sons, cannot be formally sworn in. But a solution has been found to ensure there is continuous civic leadership for the city. The current Lord Mayor, Milecross Labour City Councillor Vaughan Thomas, and the Sheriff, Dr. Marion Prinsley, an educational psychologist and past president of the Norwich Hebrew Congregation, will stay in their roles until the autumn. The Lord Mayor, Mr. Thomas, said, "I'm very happy to continue serving as Lord Mayor for another 6 months, albeit due to immensely challenging circumstances. These are extraordinary times, and ensuring the safety of our staff, councillors and residents is of paramount importance. We believe that this course of action is the most sensible at this time. The next Lord Mayor and Sheriff will take up their post in the autumn, and once in post will serve a longer term of 18 months up until May 2022. The usual civic calendar will revert back to the established yearly cycle following this.
A string of roadworks, which were put on hold because of the government's restrictions related to coronavirus, are to start up again. All non-urgent highways work across Norfolk were suspended in late March because of public health advice around the virus. But now that the government has eased some of the restrictions, a number of transport shake-up schemes which have been put on ice will recommence next week, beginning with some in Norwich. Work will begin again in Colman Road, London Street, and on pedestrian and cycling improvements at Agricultural Hall Plain and Norwich Road, Heatherset. Work on further sites across the county will get underway from the end of the month. The County Council says extra measures are being put in place to allow work to be completed safely. The Council says it hopes by restarting the work now, it will minimise disruption to the public in the longer term. Martin Wilby, Cabinet Member for Highways and Infrastructure at Norfolk County Council, said, "One positive of these unprecedented times is a dramatic increase seen in walking and cycling, and this is something we will seek to build on through the development of our Transforming Cities proposals, and as we explore the wealth of opportunities presented by the new sustainable transport initiatives announced earlier this week. Bank Plain is almost complete and expected to fully reopen to all traffic from Friday, May the 29th, but the timescales for all other projects are being extended to ensure new working practices around social distancing can be adhered to. The £850,000 worth of work, making changes to Norwich's Ring Road in the Colman Road area, was recently branded as short-sighted by parents at the nearby Colman Federation of Schools."
While the building at Christchurch Eton has been closed since March the 17th, the virtual doors have been open for business and the church has been active in the community. Since March the 29th, all regular services have been taking place on Zoom, with e-congregations of up to 85 people gathering and several people phoning in to services, a useful extra Zoom facility. In addition, on May the 8th, there was a joint Zoom service with Sister Church St Andrew's Eton to mark the 75th anniversary of VE Day. The service was led by Vicar the Reverend Patrick Richmond and the homily given by the Reverend Phil Rodd. Prayers were led by Christchurch Curate Sean Tomlinson. Other key roles within the service were shared out between members of both churches. In recent services, music has been provided by the Christchurch organist Matt Wright, and the Christchurch and Friends Lockdown Choir have performed thanks to the organisation and technological skills of choir member Ros Brown.
Norwich's biggest multi-storey car park has reopened after the coronavirus lockdown, but pedestrians are being carefully marshalled to ensure social distancing. Norwich City Council reopened St Andrew's multi-storey car park after coronavirus lockdown restrictions were eased. The 1,084-space car park in Duke Street in the city centre, along with other multi-storey car parks, had been shut since the government restrictions were introduced in March. But the reopening has been accompanied with measures to keep people away from each other, with the government still urging people to keep 2 metres away from other people. The County Council said to make sure people are able to maintain good distance from each other when using the car park, we will be operating a one-way system for pedestrians. This means you will need to exit on level 1 onto Duke Street and re-enter on level 2 via the footbridge from St Andrew's Street. Signs to guide people have been put up in the car park, and only one person from separate households is able to use the lift at a time, although members of the same household can share the lift at the same time. While the City Council's surface car parks have remained open, St Andrew's is the first multi-storey to reopen. St Giles and Rose Lane remain shut.
The Cromer Pier Summer Show has been cancelled due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The famous Seaside Special, which is in its 43rd year, has been cancelled because of government restrictions amid the COVID-19 crisis. Although the pier has made the heartbreaking decision to cancel the 2020 summer show, staff still hope to welcome customers to the award-winning Christmas show later in the year. A spokesperson from Cromer Pier said, "Due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, we're very sad to announce that we have had to make the heartbreaking decision to cancel the 2020 Cromer Pier Summer Show. We understand that this news is disappointing for our audiences and the community, and we're devastated to have to make this decision. We're keeping an eye on all the latest government advice and guidelines, and hope to be back in time for the Cromer Pier Christmas Show at the end of the year." North Norfolk District Council made the decision to keep Cromer Pier closed, with Sarah Butikoffer, leader of the council, saying they deemed opening to be premature in light of the government's stepped approach.
Dippy the Dinosaur's visit to Norwich Castle this summer has had to be postponed due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Natural History Museum's iconic Diplodocus cast had been due to go on display in the nave at Norwich Cathedral from July the 11th, but the virus and the social distancing restrictions which remain in place to combat it mean the opening of the Dippy on Tour, a natural history adventure exhibition, has now been delayed until a later date. Dippy's stay in Norwich, where he was meant to be until October the 31st, is due to be the final stop on an 8-venue tour. But the dinosaur cast is ultimately in lockdown at the penultimate venue on his tour. Sorry, that should have read, "But the dinosaur cast is currently in lockdown at the penultimate venue on his tour, Rochdale's number one Riverside." The Dean of Norwich, the Very Reverend Jane Hedges, said, "The original opening date in Norwich was due to be July the 11th this year. But unfortunately, due to the ongoing situation with the coronavirus, Dippy's arrival is now being postponed to a later date, which is still to be confirmed. The cathedral is still very much looking forward to hosting the final stop on Dippy's national tour and is working closely with both the Natural History Museum and Rochdale's number one Riverside, where Dippy is currently located, to decide the best and safest way for Dippy to continue his tour."
A disused phone box in a Norfolk village has been turned into a free community larder during the coronavirus crisis. Aylsham Parish Church and Blickling Estate National Trust turned the phone box opposite Blickling Church into a pantry to help those who might need it during the COVID-19 outbreak. The Reverend Jack Branford from Aylsham Parish Church said, "A few months ago, we purchased the old red phone box in Blickling to use as a community facility. The larder has been very well used over the past few weeks, and it was starting to look a little bit bare. This facility is here for everyone. Please do take what you need and pop anything in the phone box that you'd like to donate. The pantry can be used by anyone who lives in the parishes that make up the Blickling estate, including Aylsham, Blickling, Itteringham, Alton and Ingworth.